What is the halacha with regard to wearing deodorant, putting on deodorant on Tisha B'Av or on Yom Kippur? So the relevant category here is sicha, anointing, which is one of the chamesha sinuyim. It's one of the five things that one is not permitted to do on Tisha B'Av, on Yom Kippur. So does this fall under the prohibited category of sicha? So the halacha recognizes three different types of sicha. There's sicha shel tanug. That's something that you're doing for pleasure. That classically people would put on oil, and that would they enjoyed that. It would help them with their skin. Their skin felt softer. It felt good. It was an enjoyable thing to do. Even bismaneinu, people put on various lotions just in order to enjoy that and to make their skin feel good. Or various perfumes that people might put on. They probably fall under that category as well. Sicha shel tanug. On the other extreme, you have sicha shel refuah, which is that you're doing to heal a skin condition, that a person has some sort of very uncomfortable skin condition, dry skin or a rash or something, and he puts on some sort of a lotion or something to soothe that discomfort. So that would be sicha shel refuah. And then in the middle, there's a middle category, which is lehaavir es hazuama. It's not for enjoyment, really. It's also not to heal a medical condition. It's to make yourself feel more clean. Lehaavir es hazuama, to remove the dirtiness or the feeling of being dirty, smelly, or uncomfortable, but not again, not a pain, not a medical condition. So the question is, which type of sicha is mutter? Which type of sicha is aser? So it's very interesting that in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, in Tav Kuf Nun Dalet, Siv Tes Vav, the Shulchan Aruch says Sicha Shel Tanug is Aser, and Sicha Shel Refuah is Mutter. The problem is that deodorant seems to fall into the middle category. It's not Shel Tanug, it's also not Shel Refuah, it's Lehavir Sazuma. And the Shulchan Aruch leaves it open. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say what's the din of Lehavir Sazuma. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Beir Halacha discusses this, and he quotes one of the Achronim, the Mate Yehuda, says, we have a Gemara, and the Gemara says that Tisha B'Av is comparable to Yom Kippur in all respects except for in the area of Suffolk. And in Hilchas Yom Kippur, it's only Sicha Shel Refuah that's permitted. But Lehavir Sazuama is Aser. So to put on deodorant on Yom Kippur, put on before Yom Kippur, but to put it on Yom Kippur would be a problem. So the Mate Yehuda says it would also be a problem on Tisha B'Av as well. However, the Mishnah Berurah disagrees. The Beir Halacha disagrees with this, and the Beir Hagra as well, points out that it's explicit in the Yerushalmi that Lehavir es hazuama is permissible on Tisha B'Av. And that is the conclusion of the Beir Halacha as well. He brings a different raya. He says, the Gemara says that the din of Tisha B'Av is like the din of Avelus. Avelus during Shiva. And it's explicit in Shulchan Aruch, in Yoridei, in Hilchas Avelus, that an Avel is not allowed to do Sicha Shel Tanuk, even though obviously the Chamesh HaSinuim don't apply exactly in the same way during Avelus that they apply in Fesed, but the Isser of Sicha does apply, but that's only Sicha Shel Tanuk, not Sicha Lehavir Es Hazuama. And the Gemara says that Tisha B'Av and Avelus are comparable. Specifically, it specifically says with regard to Sicha that it's comparable. So therefore, the conclusion of the Beir Halacha is that it would be permissible to put out to do Sicha Lehavir Es Hazuama. So most understand that deodorant falls under this category, that would be considered lehavir es hazuama. The point is that you shouldn't feel dirty, that you shouldn't feel smelly. So therefore, it would be permissible to put on deodorant on Tisha B'Av. To put on a perfume, a cologne, or something like that, that would be aser. To put on a lotion just to feel good, that would be aser. However, deodorant would be permissible, as opposed to Yom Kippur, where putting it on Yom Kippur would be problematic. You have to put it on before Yom Kippur, but on Tisha B'Av, once again, it would be permissible to put on deodorant. Okay, we should have Bisaros Tovos and the Yeshuos Vinachamos. Have a great day.